Welcome all friends to Dhamma. Mind, consciousness and body. Because we got five aggregate. We are five aggregate. The first one is body. Second one is sensation. We call sensation, perception, thought. And the fifth one is consciousness. Normally, we make it two groups, body and mind, okay? But today I will make it three groups, because what different? Sensation, perception and thought is conditioning mind. Consciousness is pure mind. So we must make it three groups, body, mind, consciousness. Today you must to learn to develop your body sit straight, your mind still, consciousness wake up. Okay? Your mind away from thought, sensation and perception. Never still. When you still, it go away. Okay? Still with mindfulness, okay? So, normally, when you sit meditation and cross your eye, you got consciousness overcome by your mind. Consciousness is pure knowing. But when you learn things, you learn things knowing with thought, knowing with sensation, knowing with perception, okay? Okay. How to learn things by pure knowing, okay? So, you must make it three groups, body, mind, consciousness, and learn to know your body. Keep pairing consciousness with body. Consciousness with body. Then how you keep pairing consciousness with body? Relax, relax. Then you feel more consciousness over the body. Okay? Even you got thought, sensation, perception, but you still know how you sit. Yeah. You still know how you sit. Even you got sensation, perception, and thought. Okay? You still know how you sit. Know by consciousness. Okay? So, keep pairing consciousness come out from mind, pairing with body. Okay? And now, if you can still your mind, you can know how you sitting more clearly. If your mind still, okay? So, your mind still we call meditation, okay? But if your mind not have meditation, not good meditation, or not still, that means you always stirring with sensation, thought, and perception. When you know yourself, you not know clearly, okay? You not know clearly. So, anyhow, just keep knowing on your body. Knowing this is knowing by full consciousness. Okay? Consciousness, now you take away from mind. But only according to the psychology, you got consciousness, wake up only 10% only. 90% still inside your mind. But okay, it's not wake up 100%, but today we just slowly wake up, bring consciousness from your mind, okay? It still got more consciousness sleeping in your, not only your mind as thought, your mind as emotion and attachment, okay? So, this is heart, in your heart, you got subconsciousness, okay? And now, in your heart, you got emotion, you got desire, anger, delusion. This is hanging your consciousness, go sleeping 90%, okay? But now you wake up 10% only. Everybody not more than 10%. You eating, you know only 10% only. You walking, you know only 10% only, according to the psychology, okay? But sometimes 10% disappear, go inside with thought, lost, disturbed. 10%, that means you can work well, okay? But sometimes you worry a lot, thinking a lot, 10% disappear, disappear in your mind. So you must bring your consciousness from your mind, knowing the present moment, how you walk, how you sit, how you speak, how you doing. This is now you start from consciousness, about 8 to 10% according to psychology. And this 10%, you got calmness already. But 90% sleeping inside, you got a lot of disturbed suffering inside, because 90% still sleeping inside, okay? Emotion, 90%. Thought only 10% only, okay? So that's why just today, still your mind and together, feel conscious over the body, okay? Feel conscious over the body. Still your mind, how? How to still your mind? If you still your mind, then you cannot not do job. If you still your mind, you only sit meditation, still your mind. But we can make our mind still by doing job. How? When you do, you must look. When you look, you must watch. When you watch, you must see. Okay? When you do any job, you must look. When you look, you must watch. When you watch, you must see clearly. This is how to still your mind at your workplace. Okay? Okay. There are two methods to still your mind. Just still your mind and don't do anything. Okay. This is in the formal practice, like meditation before the Buddha enlightened. Okay, before the Buddha enlightened, they only still the mind. Okay, but when the Buddha enlightened already, you still your mind with mindfulness. When you look, you must look and watch with mindfulness. Okay. When you watch with mindfulness, you free from thought, okay? Okay? The way of meditation, according to the Buddha, you must develop mindfulness and awareness, okay? Now mindfulness. When you look at me, you watch me, you got mindfulness. Okay? How about awareness? You still don't have awareness, okay? You watch me, you have meditation. Look and watch and see. Okay, now still your mind in daily life, any activity, how to still your mind? Don't close your eye. No, you must, your eye look already. You must watch. When you look and you watch, I look, your mind watch, your mind still, okay? When you look, you not watch, your mind go somewhere else. Sometimes you look at me, you not watch me, your mind thinking about family, okay? Sometimes you look at your breakfast, your lunch, but you not watch. You think and eating and with thought, okay? So how to still your mind with mindfulness? Mindfulness will come up when you watch, okay? That means when you watch, you got attention. Attention is mindfulness, okay? When you have mindfulness by attention, you got stillness of mind by even opening eye, okay? Attention. Attention is mindfulness. With attention, then you got mind still, okay? Your mind still. So today I would like you start with learning about your mind, okay? And your consciousness and your body. But anyhow, you must start with your body. Sit smart, okay? Sit smart, okay? Because you would like to develop your mind and consciousness. If you sit like very tired, very sleepy, you cannot develop mind and consciousness, okay? So now sit smart, I will show how to develop your mind. That means develop your mind with calmness, stillness, and insight, okay? How to develop your mind. When you want to develop something, you must see something. So you want to develop your mind. Can you see your mind now? Witness your mind. Your mind today may be disturbed from your office, okay? You got many, many thoughts. Even you come to temple, you still cannot let go. Can you witness your mind? Witness your mind first too, so we know how your mind is. But when you just train yourself to be mindful today, I just tell you to watch by training your mind to watch by like the instant, like this, joystick, okay? Now you take joystick, okay, and candle. When you're not doing anything, now you're not doing anything. Witness your mind. How your mind? Your mind may be stirring a bit. Okay? Okay? Those who come, just come today, sit in front. Come today, sit in front. Come, sit in front. Because today I would like to teaching you mind and consciousness, okay? First, you must know about your mind, where your mind is, where your mind is. Mind is abstract, not concrete, okay? No shape, no color, no place. But you know where your mind is today, okay? Now you don't know where your mind is because you might have a lot of thought or always lost in thought. Your mind always lost in thought, then you don't know where your mind is because it becomes thought all the time. But when I tell you, bring the candle, rest up, and pretend there is the frame, you already light, and you would like to light the joystick. Okay, you will know where your mind is. Now, just start like this first. Like this, like this, not put inside, not put to the candle. Like this, your mind stop thinking and watch. Can you witness your mind stop thinking and watch? Can you witness there is something inside? Watch. Can you witness the one who walks inside? That is your mind. Your mind will come back when you got thing to know. If you don't have thing to know, just no job, no job. Always no job, then you have a lot of thought. You must have job to do. When you have job to do, you might come back. Okay, this is your job. Bring your candle on the horizontal line. And now I keep your job, light the joystick. Start from here first. Start. you are here. This is give to him. Okay? Start from here. What happened? Don't worry about other people because they learned already yesterday. You only this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 just come today. Don't worry about other people. You must more attention. Now, witness your mind. When you're not doing anything, witness your mind first. Now lit the candle. You might have doubt. You might have thought. But when I tell you do a job, this is your job, like the joystick. Now start from here. Can you witness your mind? Come back, watch only here, not think anything. Can you witness your mind? No. Your mind before become thought, now come back and watch here only. Can you witness the one who watch? The one who watch is not your eye. The one who watch is inside. The one who watch is not your eye. Your eye look, but the one who watch is inside. Watch. And then I tell you, like the instantic, you just move slowly. Then your mind become more attention, attention. Can you witness your mind more attention and watch mindfully, watch and and nearly touching your mind become more attention. Can you witness your mind? Your mind become more attention. And when you light the incense stick, can you witness your mind? Your mind more attention and calm and no thought. When you light incense stick now, no thought, calm, beautiful calmness. You got already in meditation already. This is meditation. Can you witness your mind calm? Yeah. So you would like to practice meditation. Just know what is your mind. Now, thought is your mind. But you always got thought as your mind. Today you must have calmness as your mind. And one pointedness, attention, good attention is your mind. And attention until you let go all thought, your mind emptiness, emptiness is your mind. We develop our mind, bring out from thought, it become calm. You must be able to witness. If you not witness your mind when you watch your breathing, you not witness. Now you watch your breathing, you might stop from the beginning. If you not witness your mind from the beginning, actually meditation come the first second already. When you watch, I tell you, watch your breathing. When you start watching, your mind got good meditation from the starting. If you just witness now, only watch one breathing in and out. Enough. Don't have to sit for 1 hour. Okay? Can you watch steadily, mindfully, every moment on the breathing in? And witness your mind very calm and one point because steadily, mindfully, every moment, okay? And watch steadily, mindfully, every moment on the breathing out. One breathing enough to charge battery, okay? But if you never witness your mind, you not done, you just try to do meditation. But the outcome come from the first starting. You don't know the outcome. You don't see the outcome. 10 minutes, half an hour, you don't see the outcome. You fall asleep. Lost. Because you never witness your mind. So you just only sit meditation, but don't have meditation. Okay? Meditation, the best one. Not the best one. Good attention is good starting. When you start doing something, you have good attention or not? But maybe it takes too long, maybe your attention gone. Okay? So Sometimes I tell people, good attention. Can you see the good, the starting? That is good attention. Okay. Now, what's your breathing again? Mindfully, steadily. Can you witness the one who watch? Open your eye. Open your eye, because when you cross your eye, you cannot witness. You don't learn how to witness. If you don't learn how to witness when you cross your eye, you cannot see. You must learn to witness your mind first. Witness your mind when you cross your eye and you watch. Watch at the Buddha statue. Watch the nose. Watch the ear. Watch the face of the Buddha. Who watch? Can you witness your mind? Your mind, not you. Not your eye. Your eye only the window. But the one who watch is inside. Your eye look, but the one who watch is your mind inside. We call the knower. Can you see the one inside? Watch the Buddha face. Watch the Buddha nose. Watch the Buddha ear. Can you see the one inside? Watch. Okay? Not see by eye, just witness. Okay? Can you witness there is something inside? Watch the Buddha statue. Okay? How characteristic of the Buddha. Okay? What type of the Buddha? How posture of the Buddha. And now can you watch how you sit? From there. Why I tell you from there? Because it's inside. It's not in front. This is thought. Okay? Inside is no thought. This is the front lobe. This is the lobe. When you witness your mind, when you watch, it looks like your mind about here. Okay? From away from the front lobe of thought. Okay? When you not watch, your mind come in your brain. The front lobe become thought. When you watch me, then you might come out from brain, the cerebrum. Okay, come here. Okay, okay. Can you see? Okay. But don't worry. When you watch something very far, you might go very far, and don't worry why you might go back, because you watch something very far. If you watch the star. Now, watch the star, telescope, star, you might go back, okay? Okay? But if you watch your breathing, you might come here, okay? So that's why the Buddha say, watch yourself, not watch something outside. If you watch something outside, you might go back very far, okay? But if you watch how you sit? You might not go outside. Can you watch how you on the cushion? Can you watch on the seat? You might come in the middle. Okay? You understand? But if you watch television, you might go back. Okay? You watch the star, you watch the moon, you might go back. This is okay. Meditation also, but meditation not the right one. The right one is watch yourself. Then you might come in between and become awareness, become mindful awareness, or become wake up. Okay? Here not wake up, only still. But when your mind watch yourself, can you watch on your cushion? Where your mind? Here, about here. Okay? When you watch your breathing in into your body, the breathing on the vertical line, can you watch the breathing on the vertical line into the body? Where you watch? Not back, but in the middle. Like you watch top view. Okay? That's right. It looks like you watch top view. That's why the Buddha tell you to watch yourself watch your breathing, because when you watch your breathing, your mind come in between, okay? When your mind come in between, then it become wake up. If your mind not come in between, your mind go back, because you watch the star, you watch something really far, your mind go back to emptiness, because you got only emptiness only, but not wake up, okay? Wake up, your mind must bring here, not watch something really far. Watch your breathing, your mind about here, okay? And wake up. Can you watch inside your mouth? Oh, where your mind is? When you go to the dentist cleaning your teeth, your mind about here, because you watch inside your mouth. Where your mind is? About here, okay? That is exactly good. If you can keep your mind about here by watch, I will give you technique. Watch and notice your mind about here. Watch and notice. Can you watch and notice how you sit? Your mind about here. Can you watch and notice how you're breathing? Your mind about here. Okay? Can even you something watch something outside, can you watch and notice him? Watch and notice her? Your mind about here. But if you watch him, your mind go back. If you watch her, you might go back. Okay? So that's why I give you more technique, watch and notice. Your mind come in between. Okay? Understand? So now even you watch something outside, just keep your mind in between by watch and notice. Can you watch the Buddha statue and notice? If you watch the Buddha statue because you look far from the Buddha statue, your mind, it look like it become gunman, go back, okay? It look like when you shooting, there is a gunman, go back. But today, watch and notice. Then the gunman come here. And then when the gunman come in between, it become wake up, okay? Why I use the word the gunman? Now you put your hand pretend to shooting something with the gun, something like that, and then you shoot some anything, okay? Here, can you aim here? Aim here. There is the gunman or the one who was. Back, or behind. Your eye look, now look, and connect with the target, look. And who was? The gunman. It look like the gunman, the knower, it back your head. That's right. But today, I just would like you to know the knower first. The knower, just shooting again, where the mind become one pointiness, but outside, okay? We call the gunman because we use the gun to shooting. And again, aim, any leaf, there are many leaf, can we aim again? Now long gun, aim. Can you witness your mind? Your mind become bad, because this is far from you, okay? Your mind bad, okay? That mean now you got meditation, but it's not in between, it's bad, okay? But if you watch and notice, your mind come in between. Can you watch and notice leaf by leaf, the color or whatever, the color, the painting? Can you watch and notice? Your mind, before you watch only, you might go back. When you watch and notice, your mind come in between. When your mind come in between, then you got mind consciousness wake up. Okay? Understand now? Okay? Because today, I would like you to to steal your mind inside, okay? But inside it's difficult to observe. It's difficult to observe. Then and if just make it like sometimes I give you lesson. If you watch near to yourself, it's difficult to observe. In between you don't understand. Then you have to watch something very far first. Then you can observe or witness your mind go back. Okay? But when you can witness your mind go back, okay? It's your mind. But when you watch near to yourself, watch to your breathing, it come here. Okay? Watch your breathing only here, only it come here. Okay? But it not come in between. Today I just tell you, don't worry. Where in the bin, don't worry. Watch and notice two words. Okay? Watch and notice your breathing. Already in between. Okay? Watch only, it go back. Okay? Watch and notice, it go back first and come in between. Back and in between. Back and in between. Then wake up. Okay? Go back is emptiness. Okay? We call emptiness. But in between, we call vipassana. Because when you watch and notice, you got understanding. Okay? When you watch only, you put concentration only, it look like your mind go to emptiness. So, this is still okay, we call emptiness. Okay? But when you would like to develop vipassana, you must watch and notice. Okay? Buddhist meditation is samatha and vipassana. Okay? So now, what different? Witness your mind. Put this stick in front, just stick. Can you watch here? What the candle? Can you watch? Your mind go back to emptiness. This is we call emptiness meditation. How to bring emptiness come in between, okay? Not too deep, because vipassana you don't have to go too deep, okay? Samatha you go very deep, but when you develop vipassana you don't have to go very deep, only come in between. When you watch here, now watch the candle. Can you witness your mind? Your mind come go back. And back and far, it look like back your head. But when you move the candle here, you might come more inside. And when you watch the candle here, you might come near in between. Okay? That's right. You understand now? So this is look like the light. When this is the light come here, the light very far, the focus point very far. When the light from the candle very near, the focus point very near. When the light from the candle very near, the focus point is inside. Okay? You understand? So samatha is look like scientific. Okay? Samatha. When you watch something very far, the focus point go very far. When you watch something nearer, the focus point nearer. When you watch something inside that is, in breathing in, breathing out, inside, the focus point come inside. Okay? So that's why today I just tell you, doesn't matter you watch far or near, watch and notice it come inside. Okay? Watch and notice. Your job is come inside. Watch and notice your friend is stay here. Watch and notice the way is stay here. If you watch only, it go back deep inside. But better, it's better than look and not watch. When you look, you not watch, it go out. When you look and you not watch, you look the way, okay? But you don't have attention watching mindfully the way, then you look, you got your mind go out. So this is very bad, very bad. Look and not watch. Watch is still okay. Look and watch, then your mind go inside, okay? But when you look and watch and notice, inside is come in between, okay? Okay, you understand now? Okay, so that's why I give you technique. You witness your mind already. Your mind, the one who watch, go back and come in between, okay? When you watch and notice, okay? And then when you notice and aware, your mind connect to your heart. Can you see? Notice and aware. First, watch and notice, your mind come in between. Notice and aware, your mind and your heart connect. Okay? Because I would like you to bring your mind come to your heart. Then, after you notice and aware, your mind and your heart now connect together. Okay? Notice and aware. Notice your breathing and aware together. Notice your breathing in and aware together. Notice your breathing out and aware together. Mind and heart work together. When your mind and heart work together, then it become one together. Awareness and see. Awareness and see. Now you got awareness and see. Okay? Mind and heart come together. So there are three steps to bring your mind back to your heart. Watch and notice. If you not watch, your mind become thought. Okay? But when you watch, your mind maybe only go to emptiness. Okay? Deep inside. But we would like to develop vipassana together. We must watch and notice. Then your mind wake up in emptiness, come here. Okay? And then when you watch and notice, your mind wake up, it wake up inside. It not wake up outside. Outside is emptiness, emptiness only. That's right. But when you watch and notice, your mind wake up here. Okay? When you watch and notice, then notice and aware. When your mind wake up, how to make your heart wake up? Notice here and aware here. Your mind wake up already. Then you notice here and aware here, your heart wake up. I give you step by step. Wake up your mind, wake up your heart, and become one mind, awareness and see. Three steps. Okay? You understand now? Okay. So, now this is your mind. But today I would like you to learn about consciousness. Consciousness. Consciousness, 90% sleeping inside. Okay? 10% about in your mind. 90% here. But you can turn over in 1 minute by feel your power. Can you feel your power? Because when you feel your power, you feel from heart. Can you feel your power? And bring up your hand so that your body straight up. Can you feel your power? Or whatever sensation of cool or hot or warm on your arm, can you feel? If you can feel, you got awareness and see. Can you feel? You got awareness and see. Feel, you got awareness and see. Because this is very simple. When you feel from heart. You not use your mind in your brain. Okay? This is mind, this is heart. Or if you use definition, like this is mind, so you must make this one is monkey mind, okay? Or conditioning mind. So I make this is heart and this is mind. Or this is mind, this is conditioning mind or monkey mind. So my definition here is monkey mind or mind, heart or pure mind. Okay? When you feel your power, you feel from heart. That's right. You never learn by your heart. You learn by your thought. You learn by your thought because you learn about things outside. When you learn about things outside, learn about what to do tomorrow, how to make money. This is you learn by thought. But if you want to learn how you feel, good or bad, you learn by heart. Okay? Now learn by heart. Feel your power again. Can you feel your power? If it direct from your heart, that's right. When it direct from your heart, you don't have to use thought. You use your heart and become awareness and see. So this is we call consciousness. Awareness and see. What seeing? Awareness and more awareness. Can you feel your power? Then you got awareness of your power. And when you got awareness of your power, consciousness inside wake up, become seeing, awareness and see. So this is my consciousness. Okay? 90% my consciousness here, 10% here. Okay? Today I just let you make it really simple to wake up 90%. Just feel yourself when you breath yourself. Can you feel yourself? Can you feel yourself when you breath? You got awareness and see. Can you feel yourself when you take a bath? Warm or cool or hot water, warm water or cool water. Can you feel? Feel warm or cool? You got consciousness, wake up, awareness and see. Okay? Can you feel your tooth brushing? Awareness and see. So awareness and see is will develop more consciousness, 90% wake up. Okay? Awareness and see. But this is just shortcut here. Somebody difficult because they have terrible life. They got suffering too much. Awareness and see, they don't know, they don't understand, okay? So then they must start from their mind, watch and notice, okay? To still your mind first, okay? But today, most of you not terrible, right, I think, okay? Not terrible, so then can you feel your smile? You got awareness and see. So I would like you to develop awareness, awareness and see, because you feel your arm, open your eye. Can you feel your arm? You got awareness and see. Maybe more or less, you will know more or less. But I tell you, can you feel the whole body relax? It's more. When you feel your arm more or less, you can compare. Can you feel the whole body relax? It's much more, okay? So today I will give you technique two. First, develop your mind, watch and notice. Develop your consciousness, awareness of the whole body, and see. Okay? You understand now? Awareness of the whole body feeling relax of the whole body and awareness from heart. You got consciousness more than you feel on your, now feel on your power again. You got awareness and see. This is, you got consciousness more or less, you will know. Now feel the whole body much more, okay? So because very abstract consciousness, okay? Then I will just tell you to see what different. When you feel your power, you got this amount of consciousness wake up. But when you feel the whole body, you have got more amount of consciousness wake up. That's right. So I try to explain to you, about the mind with the joystick and candle, but joystick and candle cannot explain consciousness, cannot. Because it's the object outside. Consciousness you must explain by feel yourself, must be your body as object, okay? Joystick cannot explain consciousness, okay? Now can you feel the whole body relax? What happened? Let's say now, you got consciousness. I told you already, pairing with body. When you pairing with body, it looks like consciousness not go into your thought, not caught in your thought, not caught in your emotion. This is we call a big jail. Before your consciousness got caught in a jail. Jail of thought. Okay? Jail of emotion. Now, can you feel the whole body relax? There are three things that you can see clearly. Whole body relax is consciousness. And when you whole body relax, can you watch and notice yourself how you sit? Watch and notice yourself, that is your mind, okay? That is your mind. Watch and notice yourself together and relax the whole body. Relax the whole body, you got consciousness everywhere of the whole body. This is consciousness. And watch and notice how you sit, how you move, how you doing, and you watch and notice. Then you can see, watch and notice, you got your mind back. Feel the whole body relax. You got your consciousness wake up. Wake up more and more, okay? So now, I just tell you, now there are six consciousness. Now you wake up one consciousness already. Feel the whole body relax. This is we call body consciousness. But there are six consciousness. Body consciousness, eye consciousness, ear consciousness, tongue consciousness, nose consciousness, okay? And mind consciousness, okay? Now feel the whole body relax. And next, you wake up your eye consciousness. Just keep your eye not go down. If you go down, cannot wake up, okay? That means you face up. When you face up, just now listen to me, everybody. Now you have eye consciousness about 5% only. Blah, 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 walk, walk. Blah, 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 doing. Blah, 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 blah. 5%. You got eye consciousness 5% only. Okay, 8 to 9% as said by psychology. Okay? But when you go to traveling, Switzerland, oh, your eye consciousness wake up because when you go to Switzerland, you see the snow, see the mountain, your eye open and eye consciousness wake up. But now in Singapore, eye open, eye consciousness, okay? Now you wake up by just feeling when you go to the beach, go to see the beautiful scenery or to see the snow, the mountain. What happened? You got eye consciousness inside. Can you stay here? If you stay here, eye consciousness, you can see both outside and inside. Outside that is, you can see your body. Inside that is, you can see your mind. Calm or not calm. Consciousness seeing body, how you sit. Consciousness seeing your mind inside. Can you see by consciousness? Yeah, when you go to Switzerland, you see, you walk really smart and you see your heart, not only your mind very open and your heart really smile. Okay? You see, by consciousness, it look like there is before is very dark shadow, very dark and very dark. But when you see the snow, the mountain, it's very clear, clear consciousness. And it look like clear consciousness. See how you walk smart and enjoy and chat with your friend, okay? And see how you got bliss and joy in your heart and in your mind, okay? It look like you got something in between. We call consciousness. See body and mind. That is mind with joy, mind with delight, mind with bliss, mind with good mind, okay? Not sleepy, okay? This is what we develop. We develop to wake up consciousness, okay? But it must have calmness in some level first, okay? That's why we develop calmness meditation in some level. And then when you got calmness in some level, just feeling like you wake up, like you see the sky, see the beautiful oceans, go to Switzerland, you got consciousness. Okay? You got consciousness. Okay? When you got consciousness, then it look like there are three that you can realize. Mind is calmness. Consciousness is seeing. Okay? Body is object. Okay? There are three together. And this will more wake up until it bring consciousness inside. Wake up, wake up, wake up to the first enlightenment, to the second enlightenment, to the final enlightenment. Okay? We enlightenment by consciousness. But we must calm the monkey mind first. Okay? You understand now? So now, can you just feel like consciousness wake up? And can you just stay there? See both sides, outside, inside? Outside, how you sit, how you breathe, in and out. Inside, how you got calmness, good or bad? Or more and more calmness. Can you see by consciousness? When you see by consciousness become more and more wake up. It become more and more wake up. And more wake up, you can realize the Buddha, radiant. Consciousness become radiant. Okay? Can you just stay here with eye consciousness, seeing non-duality? No out, no in. Can you see both? No outside, no inside. You see both outside and inside. Can you see by consciousness? Consciousness can see both outside and inside. Same time together. Because consciousness no self. Consciousness can see left and right together. Okay? Consciousness can see outside, inside and together and inside together. We call seeing non-duality, okay? But your mind, before you watch and see your, from your mind got concept, duality, consciousness, non-duality. So we must calm down the mind with duality concept, okay? Then we just work by consciousness, non-duality, okay? Now, can you just feel consciousness, right? When you walk on the mountain, on the beach, on the beautiful snow or ski, okay? When you ski, consciousness, oh, so wake up. Maybe we need to go to Switzerland and ski together. That is consciousness. You understand? When you ski, who control the body? Who control the mind? Consciousness. Okay, you understand now? Very quiet. Jump. Okay. Consciousness. Can you stay there? See how you're doing, how you're feeling, 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 and no judgment. How you doing, how you feeling, how you doing, how you feeling, how you doing, how you feeling. Can you see? When you can see with no judgment, consciousness become radiant, like the Buddha radiant. Okay? But you can understand the radiant when you go ski, it become radiant. Okay? That's right. So this is we call jhana, vipassana jhana. Consciousness is vipassana jhana, can see body and mind together. Okay? Samatha we see one by one. But jhana we see two together at least, body and mind. When you ski, you can see how you ski and how you feel. No scare or a bit scare. Or calm, or joy, okay? Or delight, or cheerful, okay? Can you see? And what you see from? What you see from? Consciousness. And consciousness, when you sleep, it totally wake up all together. Okay? But how you wake up totally, wake up, the whole day, not only skiing. How? If you wake up like skiing the whole day, you got to the first enlightenment. Sotapattana. You understand now? So now, just moonwalking like aware of yourself, walk. I just tell you moonwalking is not like walk slowly. Like, can you make in harmony. When you ski, you got in harmony. In harmony. Then consciousness wake up. Can you walk and in harmony? In harmony. You understand in harmony? In harmony. Walk in harmony. That means your body and your heart go together. Not your walk, your foot walking. Your heart goes supermarket already. Okay? Your heart and your food must go together in harmony. So now I will wake up you by just keep your heart in harmony with your power. Now feel your power. First you just feel your power. Now in harmony. Oh, wake up. Wake up like skin. In harmony. Your heart, feel from your heart, feel your power from your heart, and in harmony. Consciousness wake up. And seeing body and mind. Okay? That's right. So now, how about your breathing? Your heart aware of your breathing, know your breathing in harmony. Knowing with awareness from heart, with your breathing in harmony. Can you? Open your eye, because when we would like to wake up our heart, open eye will be helpful. Can you keep your heart awareness of your breathing in harmony? Open your eye with me, then your mind come back. If your eye not with me, I talk, you not watch me, then you go somewhere else, your mind go somewhere else. But what in harmony? I don't know. Okay? Because your mind goes somewhere else. So you must keep your mind at the gunman first, but not the gunman outside, the gunman inside. Okay? Okay? When I teach you about consciousness, that means you already got gunman inside. Okay, the knower inside. How the knower inside? If you not watch me, can you watch and notice yourself? Or you can you notice my talk? Watch me and notice my talk because I give you talk. Can you notice my talk with understanding? Then you got gunman inside, the knower inside. When you notice my talk, okay? Notice what I would like you to know. Notice. You got the knower. The gunman become knower. Then I tell you, now you got the gunman become knower. Can you develop consciousness wake up by keep your heart knowing in harmony with your breathing? In harmony. Not after, not before. In harmony. Go together. Where your breathing go, not only here, inside also. When you keep your heart knowing in harmony with your breathing, you know the whole breathing, not only here. Now, notice my talk, you got the knower, the mind, the knower. Then, keep your heart in harmony, knowing in harmony with your breathing, not only breathing here, the whole breathing. The breathing got rhythm or not, rhythm, not fluctuate. There is rhythm, smooth, in harmony. Keep your heart knowing in harmony with smooth breathing, can you? Consciousness wake up. And consciousness wake up, more in harmony it becomes seeing. Seeing this person, body and mind. And consciousness wake up from here, we call Dhamma eye. Because Dhamma eye, you see Dhamma in your heart. If consciousness wake up from here, we call only consciousness, not Dhamma eye, consciousness. Because this is only see body and mind, not see in your heart. But now, can you, notice my talk? Attention or keep attention on my talk, you are nowhere here. Attention my talk. When you attention my talk, keep your heart knowing in harmony with your breathing every moment and with relaxation together. Not push, in harmony. Breathing. Don't have to focus the breathing, only knowing in harmony. Can you? When you're knowing in harmony, you got conscious wake up. And when you got consciousness, 90% wake up from heart, you got eye consciousness wake up. Then you got body consciousness wake up. Okay? Now you got three consciousness, mind consciousness. I consciousness, because you got your heart in harmony with your breathing. Before you try to focus the breathing, you lost your I consciousness because you focus. You lost your I consciousness, but you only got your mind still, but no consciousness in your I and your mind, no consciousness, only still, okay? Again, now keep attention on my talk, enough. Can you witness where attention is not outside, not back? It's the gunman come here, become the knower. Okay, when you keep attention on what you are doing, keep attention on what you're seeing, keep attention on what you're listening, where the knower, in between. Okay, keep attention and good attention and just awareness of yourself. Awareness of yourself via breathing in harmony. Very simple. Awareness of yourself via breathing in harmony. keep attention on my thought and relax and smile and knowing in harmony with your breathing. When you're knowing in harmony with your breathing, you can see the whole body activity, sitting, walking, eating, drinking, okay? Because when that's why the Buddha, before enlightenment, the Buddha always live with breathing at home. Stay with breathing at home, okay? How to stay with breathing at home? In harmony. And you know, way of enlightenment, when you got your heart in harmony with your breathing, then more and more you got your heart more in harmony with the nature all around. You got into the path to the first enlightenment, okay? In harmony with your breathing first. If you cannot get your heart knowing in harmony with your breathing, even you focus, only focus, breathing in, breathing out, where awareness, no awareness, no consciousness, no in harmony with your breathing, you got stuck. Because way of enlightenment is whenever your heart in harmony with the nature, come back to the nature, become one with the nature, that is enlightenment, okay? So, way of enlightenment is keep in harmony with the present moment. Today I just walking the whole day in harmony. I use technique also, technique. When I sit meditation, I watch and notice, okay? But when I walking and move all the time, I use notice and aware. I control mind and heart by notice and aware. Walk. Notice and aware. Even walk fast, even walk slowly or fast, notice and aware. The whole day, you just keep notice and aware to control your mind and your heart, notice and aware. But when you practice meditation, you can practice step by step, develop your mind first by watch and notice. And then your mind calm, then notice and aware to wake up your heart. Okay? Then your mind and your heart become tuned up. Okay? When notice and aware more, it tune up and it become one together. Then it become awareness and see. Awareness and see. Now, when you keep your heart in harmony with your breathing, you got awareness and see or not? That is the answer. When you keep your heart not in harmony with your lover, okay? Not in harmony with your son, your dad, your mom, no. In harmony with your breathing better. Okay, then you can help your dad, your mom, your son, your lover, okay? In harmony with your breathing, you've got power, okay? Can you keep your heart in harmony? So I just tell you, go direct to consciousness by keep your heart awareness in harmony with your breathing. Because your heart works by awareness. Just keep your heart awareness in harmony with your breathing. Can you? Quiet. Can you keep your heart awareness in harmony with your breathing? It looks like your heart maybe got rush, want to go quickly, okay? So I tell you, keep your heart awareness in harmony with your breathing, not after and not before. Go together. Breathing in, knowing in harmony. Breathing out, knowing in harmony. Breathing in. Before you try to control your breathing by watch and focus your breathing, it's not in harmony. You push, okay? Now, just keep attention on your breathing. Attention or watch and notice. When you watch and notice your breathing, you got attention on your breathing. That's right. So sometimes I tell you, keep good attention on your breathing. Then you got watch and notice. Okay? One word, attention. Keep attention. And aware, attention on your breathing. And awareness in harmony with your breathing. In harmony, not before, not after. That means you must go together with breathing in and inside to the pause. And then it got a pause, you must know pause also, okay? In harmony. Then know the breathing out. Then you go to realize the whole breathing. This is how to develop the first step of breathing meditation, to realize the whole breathing. The first step of breathing meditation, just watch. Long breathing in, long breathing out. Second step, breathing in short, breathing out short. The third step, not many people can do. That is to realize the whole breathing from heart. Can you just now relax your body, spread up your body, keep attention, okay, on your breathing, and now open your eye. Can you witness your mind attention? I tell you, keep attention. You got attention already or not? Already. Then keep your heart in harmony of your breathing in and out, in harmony, awareness in harmony. That means you must know every moment. And not only the breathing on the nose tip, the breathing inside also, from the starting to the end, okay? In harmony. That means you awareness of the whole breathing, okay? And keep attention on your breathing, then stay with the knower. That is stay with mindfulness. When you keep attention on your breathing, you just witness the knower with mindfulness. You got mindfulness, you can witness, and then develop awareness or consciousness by awareness in harmony with your breathing and with good attention, awareness from your heart in harmony with your breathing. And good attention, so we not focus on the breath. We attention on the breathing, and in harmony from heart awareness with the breathing. Okay, this is vipassana. Samatha we focus only one point. Okay, but vipassana we see clearly. How to see clearly? Attention and in harmony awareness. This is can see clearly, know clearly, okay? So we go to breathing meditation by knowing clearly, seeing clearly how. In attention, keep attention on your breathing. Don't have to look, don't have to watch, okay? But attention you got already watch and notice, that's right? Attention you got already watch and notice. And you don't have to ask me where to watch and notice. I just tell you, watch and notice. You got watch and notice from your mind, in your mind, that's enough, okay? Don't worry, where to watch. No, we're not enlightened by outside object. We enlightened because our mind got quality to the first quality is watch. The second quality is notice. It become attention or mindfulness. Okay. So I just would like you to know. Don't want master how to watch the breathing. No. Don't have any question, because the point is you got quality in your mind. You got attention already or not? You got mindfulness already or not? That is what you got good quality already. But don't worry where to watch. At the nose tip, inside the two hole or inside, don't have to worry, because we just develop straight to vipassana. Straight to vipassana, you got knowing clearly, seeing clearly, knowing clearly, seeing clearly in your mind by notice, watch and notice. Watch and notice, you got knowing and seeing clearly or not? Good enough. And don't, vipassana is knowing, seeing clearly. Okay? You got knowing, seeing clearly. Okay? But samatha, you need to watch one particular area because one object. Because your mind still a lot of thought disturb, you must still your mind by watch or concentration. But now I just tell you to develop your heart first by keep your heart awareness in harmony with your breathing. When your heart good, your mind good. When your heart calm, your mind calm. So this technique, you don't worry. You got already samatha and vipassana going parallel together. Okay? Okay? Because before you try to start from your mind to focus, but your heart got worry, your heart got disturbance, your heart got desire, you focus maybe not long, 2-3 minutes you lost. But if you expand your heart with foundation, with awareness in harmony of the whole breathing, you got very big foundation, then your mind already still and sharp and mindful already. Okay? Expand your heart, wake up your heart first by smile and knowing from your smile in harmony with your breathing, quiet in your heart. No method. You know yourself, you got in harmony with your breathing or not? You know by yourself. Not before, not after. Not before, not after. And keep attention. Okay? Keep attention how you got in harmony with your breathing. Have attention to make sure. To make sure you got in harmony or not. If you say, I got in harmony, but you not have attention, can you be sure you got in harmony? You must keep attention, then you can see you got in harmony or not. Okay? You understand? So start from your heart. In harmony with your breathing and keep attention to make sure you got in harmony or not. Enough. Don't worry where to watch, where to put concentration. No, because we develop two quality that is mindfulness, awareness. Awareness is consciousness, mindfulness is attention. Okay? You got these two quality already. Why you have to worry how to watch and what to watch, where to watch, or where to put concentration? No need. Because I tell you, awareness of your breathing in harmony and keep attention. You are sure you got in harmony? And cross your eye. Are you sure you got in harmony? And cross your eye. Got awareness in harmony with your breathing and keep attention. Make sure you always got in harmony, or sometimes in harmony, sometimes not in harmony. Keep attention. To keep attention to develop more in harmony. With attention, you can develop more in harmony. Okay? And open your eye again. Because when you close your eye, you always go down, your head go down. Because you get used to the way you focus the breathing, okay? That's why in the beginning you must correct yourself. If you Cross your eye and your head, your face go down. Then you must open your eye. Then you face up. Okay? You understand? And until you got used to with this new thing. New thing, that is your face and your body straight up. But the old technique, your body down and your face down. This is no consciousness wake up. Only you calm down the mind only. Okay? Okay, now open your eye, everybody. Now, can you just keep awareness in harmony with your relaxation? And keep attention how good in harmony. Okay? Or dress yourself and keep attention how good in harmony. You got your consciousness. You wake up. Your mind very sharp. Your mind can see in harmony. Keep attention how good in harmony. Your gunman become in between and very sharp and wake up. Okay? Because you keep attention on the nature. The nature is harmony. Okay? When you keep your gunman knowing or attention on the nature. Okay? On the nature, when you see the sky, you keep attention on the sky, on the snow. You got knowing not deep or not go outside, stay inside and wake up. Okay? So we call middle way. Okay? But first, difficult to teach middle way. Okay, you go inside first, the gunman. This is samatha. Okay? Okay? It's much better than you lost in thought. Okay? But today I teach you the middle way of how to develop equanimity of mind. Equanimity of mind, then you come in front of the enlightenment. Okay? Next is in enlightenment. When you got your mind equanimity, then next is you know the path by yourself, the way to enlightenment. So just when you take a shower, now you brush yourself, can you just know in harmony with your activity? Can? Yeah. Clean your body. Can you know in harmony with your activity? Can? And keep attention on how good in harmony you got. Oh, you know. You got awareness and see all around. Awareness and see. But now quickly. This is not in harmony. Really rush. Oh, headache. How to practice? Today I just teaching you very advanced but very simple. Advanced and simple, you know? Advanced and simple. Now, in harmony. Again, in harmony. Address in harmony. Okay? And now, just stand up and walk. But I sit. I would like you to walk on the same position, but in harmony. Okay? Walk on the stationary foot. Can you know in harmony with your walking? With good attention, how good harmony you got. Doesn't matter. Walk is not too fast, not too slow. Too slow and too fast, not good. Walk moderately, okay? In harmony. Can you walk right in harmony? Maybe when you walk in the swimming pool, very in harmony. In the swimming pool. In the sea. When you walk in the sea, in the river, in the water, because you must balance yourself. That's right. You understand now? How walk in harmony. This is much better. Okay? When you walk in the water, you go in on the beach and walk into the sea and walk maybe half length. Okay. In harmony. Okay? Awareness in harmony. You must balance yourself, not foreign, okay? Because you walk in the beach, okay? On the beach, in the sea, okay? That is how to walk in harmony, okay? Walk in harmony and with good attention to see how good harmony you got. Not to see how you walk, to see harmony. Now we go direct to see the nature of your walking. When you see the harmony, you see the nature of your walking. When you see the nature of your walking, you can see the nature of the wind, of the sunshine, of the sky, of the raining, or of the fog, or of the rainbow, or whatever. Okay, see the nature of yourself how you walk. That means see with attention on you, not separate from the body. You got your heart and your body in harmony. Okay? And with attention, you got your mind, see your consciousness. And with in harmony, you got your consciousness, see your mind and your body. Okay? Okay? More in harmony, you got awareness and see. You got awareness and see, that's right. This is what we want. This is will bring you to the first enlightenment. Now more in harmony, awareness and see become as big as a big mirror. It look like before you always go out. Now it look like you turn inwards, like you got a mirror with good exposure, seeing how you walk in harmony, seeing how you doing in harmony, seeing how you breathing in harmony. It looks like you got awareness and see, okay? Awareness and see how you breathe in harmony, okay? How you tonight sleep in harmony, okay? In harmony. Only become one in harmony, then you realize the nature of yourself. Now can you just learn to know your breathing with your heart in harmony, okay? What you got? You got consciousness wake up. And now, consciousness wake up with attention. When you with attention, you got your mind attention, your eye not blur. If you not have good attention in harmony or sleepy or blah, this is not good, okay? In harmony and attention to wake up your mind consciousness, 10% in your brain, but 90% in your heart, in harmony. In your heart emotion, in harmony, 90%, now 100% wake up. But depend on, if you wake up, maybe one day you got four, wake up one by four, you go to the first enlightenment. Wake up 2 by 4, you become Sakitakami. Wake up 3 by 4, you become non-returner. Wake up 4 by 4, you wake up Arahant. Okay? This is not I saying. There is the forest master. He told me also, you wake up at least half a day. Okay? You become Sodaban. Okay? Wake up. He mentioned half a day. Because if you fall in, maybe not half a day, maybe 1 by 4 still okay. 1 by 4 or 2 by 4, you become Sotaban. not become Sotapanna, you go to the way to Sotapanna. Okay? Can you just in harmony, one by four? Okay, first. When you forgot, come back in harmony. This is the way to Sotapanna. Sotapanna. Okay? So now in harmony, now you just walk on the stationary foot. And now, can you just in harmony when you sit down? Now, in harmony. No, not too fast. In harmony. In harmony. In harmony. In harmony. When you sit down, can you keep awareness in harmony? Slowly, okay? You know in harmony? Good. Very happy. That's right. Okay. And now stand up again. In harmony. Not too fast. In harmony. Good. You got awareness and see how you standing up. And sit down again. In harmony. In harmony. Because I got my experience. Before I go to toilet, very lush. Oh, if very lush, then I am far from enlightenment. Now I very slowly go to toilet. Just brush slowly. Just brush slowly. Okay, clean slowly. Oh, in harmony. So happy in toilet. So happy in toilet. So I just tell you this dialect. Can you eat in harmony? Not too slow. Not too fast. In harmony. What you got? Consciousness. And keep attention. Together, you just keep attention how good in harmony. Not keep attention to watch like samatha. Samatha, you must watch the object. But this, we not watch the object. We watch Dhamma. Keep attention on the Dhamma. Dhamma is harmony. Okay? You understand? Okay? This is more advanced, okay? Now, drinking. Okay, I got, you got water, drinking. Now, in harmony. In harmony. And you see how good in harmony, and you keep attention by yourself. Good. Very calm and very wake up. No self. It look like equality of mind. Can you just bring it down in harmony? Okay. Slowly. Not too slow, not too fast, but in harmony. Keep attention on Dhamma or the nature, on how good in harmony, keep down. Now, practice the whole day. So today you got no bad thought. This is we call enlightenment with your wisdom. With your wisdom. You just manage things in life. In harmony, you are near to enlightenment. Okay, manage from the morning. Take your son, hey, come, go on the car. Oh, no, just smoothly take and just touch. Hey, okay, you wake up and you must keep yourself in harmony and touch and bring out and help your son. Okay, in harmony. Okay, this is. You practice in daily life, then you got enlightenment in 7 days, 7 months, the latest 7 years. But if you practice only sitting meditation, maybe seven life. Seven life. Now you take a toothbrush in harmony. Okay? Yeah, this is combined together samatha and vipassana. We don't have to learn about this what is samatha, what is vipassana. In harmony, you got all together, samatha and vipassana. Okay? Because I got intuition one day. I sit in the nature. My heart say, in harmony with the nature. Oh. Then I just try in harmony with my walking. In harmony with my sitting. I practice myself in harmony with my standing. In harmony with my sit down. In harmony with my sleeping. Okay? Very direct and very fast. Okay? Because when you practice in harmony in daily life, it will change. Before you focus the breathing, you don't have to focus the breathing, because focus the breathing, you go step by step, step by step, but you got stuck. You never go in harmony. Okay. But the point is, practice samatha and vipassana, calm down the mind and wake up your consciousness, awareness. And with the mind still good quality, calmness and consciousness, the result is in harmony. But nobody tell you. Today I tell you. Okay? The answer, the result is harmony. Okay? So now, if you know the result is harmony, now what you're doing now? I always keep in harmony. And now in harmony, just what I learned from in harmony. When you wake up, see the beautiful seaside, you got eye conscious wake up. And eye conscious become one in harmony with the beautiful, beautiful scenery. And you can see the scenery. See yourself, see your mind, see your feeling, see your heart. See outside, inside, not separate. Consciousness, when you got in harmony, consciousness seeing non-duality, not separate, outside, inside, see both. More in harmony, your consciousness become wake up, like wake up eye consciousness, then my consciousness inside. I cannot point inside. Wake up. Okay? Eye consciousness, my consciousness wake up, and then you just in harmony with your body activity. Can you wake up eye conscious? Like you see beautiful scenery. And beautiful scenery make your mind conscious wake up. Okay? And then you just relax with the wind blow, cool. Okay? In harmony. Okay? In harmony. Then you got three consciousness now. Eye consciousness, mind consciousness, body consciousness. So you have already three, then you can hear something you never hear. That is ear consciousness. Okay? You can hear the nature. Okay? And maybe you can smell something you never smell. Okay? The scent of the nature. Okay? And maybe you can taste. How test, huh? It look like you test because you not eat anything, okay? But you test the nature, okay? Good test. So start with eye consciousness, not blur, not lost, blindness with loving kindness. Put more quality loving kindness. More quality loving kindness will wake up my consciousness. And then eye consciousness not focus anything. When you see like panorama. Then I see you here, I see everybody and not focus one by one. I talk to you, I see other people. I talk to you, I see all other people. Keep your eyes see more and more all around. Or see clearly the present moment. Okay? It look like seeing like panorama. Okay? This is eye consciousness. And mind consciousness by loving kindness. And body consciousness with your breathing. Okay? With your breathing. With your breathing in harmony, then with your body activity in harmony. Okay? Now, again, we have 10 minutes. Okay? Now, just try, cross your eye, but now we not focus. We not do anything. We just keep awareness in harmony of our own breathing with good attention on how in harmony, how good harmony we got. Okay? So then your body keep the same, straight, uprising the same when you open your eye. Before you do yourself do meditation, then your body fall down. Okay? But now you not do meditation because you just keep awareness in harmony. Okay? So you must check yourself. If you cross your eye and your head go down, that is not in harmony. Okay? You cross your eye, everything must be the same, must be the same. And cross your eye. And keep awareness in harmony. In harmony with your breathing. And keep attention on how good harmony you got. Attention, with good attention, and more from your heart, in harmony with your breathing, the whole breathing. The whole breathing, that means outside and inside together. You got awareness and see. This is very good result, awareness and see. Awareness and see from your consciousness, because you got consciousness in harmony with your breathing, okay? Awareness and see, not you see, your consciousness see, okay? No self, okay? Awareness in harmony and just keep attention to develop more harmony, okay? Keep attention on how good harmony you got with your breathing, with heart, okay? Now you got mind and heart awareness, bring up consciousness more and more, okay? In harmony, then you got more consciousness from heart wake up, okay? And then you got awareness and see. No tense, okay? Very relaxed, okay? Straight up, but very relaxed, okay? In harmony. Keep awareness in harmony. And also notice, okay? Or attention, okay? Notice how good harmony, okay? Not notice the breathing. Notice how good your heart and your breathing become in harmony, okay? Or with attention. Notice and aware how good harmony you got. Notice and aware. Your notice from your mind, aware from your heart, okay? Notice you got attention. Aware you got heart consciousness more and more wake up, okay? Keep, we use the word keep your heart in harmony, okay? Keep, more keep, then it more going inside. And now open your eye. Which one better? Still open eye better. Okay? Because you practice closing eye more than 2-3 years, 5 years, 10 years, then you must correct yourself, not close eye too long, because close eye too long, then you go down. Okay? Just make sure until you got skill, close eye or open eye, no different. Then you can close eye doing meditation or even open eye doing meditation, it no different. But now a lot different. Close eye, then your body change, your head go down, not good. Okay. So you must develop open eye meditation in some level. Then even open close eye is it no different. Now just in harmony, drinking, you drinking too quick, in harmony. Okay, in harmony. Practice this way. Also in harmony. Okay? Now relax yourself in harmony. Okay? So before you do meditation, relax yourself and in harmony. Okay? In harmony? With your heart in harmony with your muscles. In harmony? And in harmony with your movement. And then in harmony with your breathing. Step by step. Okay? And with attention. And close your eye again. You start again when you feel you fall asleep. Start again, wake up. Okay? Not fall asleep too long. Then you get used to the same thing. Okay? The old practice, not good, you go down. In harmony, open eye first. Can you feel from your heart in harmony with your breathing? Feel from your heart in harmony with your breathing everywhere. Everywhere inside. If you feel from your heart, you can feel in harmony with your breathing everywhere. And then watch and notice. Okay? Or keep attention. One word. Okay? With good attention, your mind attention, to see how good harmony you got. With your mind attention on how good harmony. Not before, not after. Your heart and your breathing become one together. Not before, not after. Okay? And then just adjust your body, relax but straight up. And then close your eye in harmony. Awareness from your heart in harmony with your breathing. And with good attention, your mind attention, to see how good harmony, how good harmony. Feel your breathing from your heart, feeling from your heart in harmony with your breathing. In and out. Feel from your heart in harmony with your breathing. In and out. Then you got awareness and see. Awareness and see. How harmony you got with your breathing. And then your mind attention to make sure you got good harmony. Okay? More consciousness, more and more wake up, more and more you become one with your breathing, from your heart become one in harmony. You got more consciousness, wake up, become awareness and see, awareness and see. All around. It become awareness and see all around. And then your mind attention, how good harmony you got. With good attention, you got good mindfulness to see how good harmony you got with awareness from heart. And then it become letting go, relax and let go. And become released from all disturbance. And in harmony, even the breathing so soft. Can you still keep in harmony with your breathing? Soft breathing, subtle breathing, still in harmony. You still got awareness and see with harmony from your heart. And attention, then you can develop more harmony, even breathing so soft and subtle. And more attention, more harmony, your breathing become one with your spirit and soul, not only your heart, okay? Become one with the spirit and soul inside. And that is consciousness. Wake up more and more. And now slowly opening your eye, you still aware from heart, in harmony of yourself through your breathing, okay? Awareness with your breathing first, then you got awareness in harmony with your breathing. The result is the awareness more and more in harmony with the whole body, okay? That's right? That is your conscious wake up. We call you see by your consciousness, awareness and see. Awareness and see by your consciousness, this is Dhamma eye. Okay? Okay, today we learn direct, advanced, and very simple. And blessing you with Dhamma eye in this very life. Sadhu. 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 Sadhu.